This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The Ukrainian unit holed up beneath the Azovstal steelworks in Mariupol said on Monday its garrison was fulfilling orders to save the lives of troops, an apparent indication the long siege there was coming to an end. The fighting at Azovstal and the ruined city has symbolized Ukrainian resistance throughout Russia's nearly three-month-old invasion. Most civilians who had sought shelter at the vast Soviet-era plant were evacuated earlier this month. The video was released hours after Russia said it had agreed to evacuate wounded Ukrainian soldiers to a medical facility in a Russian-controlled town. Ukraine estimates tens of thousands of civilians died in Mariupol. In the U.S., police in the upstate New York City of Buffalo say the gunman accused in Saturday's grocery store rampage planned to keep killing if he got away. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Buffalo's police commissioner tells CNN Peyton Gendron had talked about shooting up another store as well. Gendron, who is white, is accused of a racist rampage after 10 black people were killed. Authorities are probing it as a hate crime or act of domestic terrorism, though Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says that's a legal term.
Because the investigation is ongoing, I won't employ that term.
Earlier at the White House, President Biden praised store security guard Aaron Salter,
who gave his life trying to save others.
The former Buffalo policeman opened fire on Gendron, who was wearing body armor. Salter was shot and killed. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Australians vote in a general election this Saturday. The rising cost of living and the economy are key issues among voters, and the recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic will be a key challenge for the next government. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
As Australians head to the polls, the cost of living has soared to a 21-year high. Summer Hamsey, a grocery store owner in Sydney, wants the government to do more to curb rising prices.
With the inflation, actually, we do need the government to get that under control because it's out of control. It's just rising and rising and rising, and people are getting really scared these days.
But analysts say inflation is fueled largely by market forces, both at home and overseas. In Australia, the Reserve Bank, which is independent of the government, uses interest rates to try to control inflation and influence consumer spending. Massive government expenditure during the pandemic protected jobs and businesses. But some academics say politicians can overstate their influence over the economy. Michelle Badley is a professor of economics at the University of Technology, Sydney.
I think, yeah, there is a bit of claiming more ground than they really can control. The reality is a bit of a mixture, because certainly, and COVID illustrated this pretty well, governments can do a lot in terms of spending money to generate employment in the short term.
Reducing the cost of healthcare and tackling climate change are other main issues for Australians as Election Day approaches. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
A cargo train smashed into a rush hour passenger train in Catalonia on Monday, killing an engineer and injuring 85 people, Spanish authorities and the regional rail company said. Emergency crews said they were helping to evacuate about 100 people on the passenger train. The accident happened around 6 p.m. local time near Barcelona, the capital of the northeastern region. Rail company FGC said in a statement, the cargo train derailed as it came into a station. It then smashed into the front of the passenger train, which was pulling out of the station, killing the engineer, the FGC said. Recapping our top story, the Ukrainian unit holed up beneath the Azovstal steelworks in Mariupol said on Monday its garrison was fulfilling orders to save the lives of troops, an apparent indication the long siege there was coming to an end. The fighting at Azovstal in the ruined city has symbolized Ukrainian resistance throughout Russia's nearly three-month-old invasion. Most civilians who sought shelter there were evacuated earlier this month. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA.